man who is not really a big beer drinker. Actually, he is when he hangs out with his Syracuse pals, wherever he goes. We've had Keith Olbermann on today. We've had Gary Radnich on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the trifecta is complete. Andrew Siciliano out there at the NFL Network, actually in his non-basement, somewhere in Southern California. Hello.
Greetings, hello. And if I am the third part of that trifecta, I am honored to be considered to be in their company. And yours, for that.
Well, thank you. As you know, you've been on with Gary when I was on with Gary when we were doing shows from L.A. It was just insane. And we just did. Gary has not been on since he retired from KNBR almost a year ago. So we brought him out to come back and talk. You're there every day now. You're on NFL Network 24/7, doing it from home, but no basement, correct?
Correct. It's in like a guest bedroom that was honestly just like a room that I just dumped a bunch of crap in, like, and had not set up. I had a desk, and I really had nothing else in there, but like, you ever just like have a room where you haven't done anything with it, and then all of a sudden you realize you have to hurry up and do it because like your parents or you're going to have company or like people are showing up, and they said, "Can we put a camera in there?" And I said, "Oh bleep, I guess I have to put things on the shelf." And yeah, that's what we did.
So you're not doing Skype, because when I was in LA and I was doing all the different hits, I actually had a camera, an HD camera in there, and the lights and two T1 lines, and they had to run all this stuff in. Now everybody's doing.
That's what they did.
Yeah, so that's what they have to do.
They brought in the camera, and they brought in the lights, and the router, too much information here, but the router, because you got to be plugged right into the router, is in a different room. So I have, like, cable going across the house. It's that. They brought in, like, the real thing. The thing that, like, Ian Rappaport has in his basement in New York. So when there's breaking news, he can run into the basement and put on the light and the camera and all that. It's one of those.
Now, what about the makeup situation? Like, do you
doing my own.
You do your own.
Oh, yeah. I'm good at that. I've been practicing that for a while. I am you guys know this. There is nothing more rewarding and invigorating than doing your own makeup in the men's room at a stadium. And then people just walk in and they see you powdering your face and taking on that makeup.
Putting the foundation on.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking like
yeah, at least you got hair. I got to go all the way up to the top to get the shine out.
Well, I haven't had a haircut in a month. I need a haircut. Speaking of Rappaport posted a video over the weekend. His wife went out and got the clippers and was cutting his hair. And it looked like a Flo-Bee did it, honestly. But that's what I need.
You need a Flo-Bee? You know, you can't buy them anymore. That people were buying them out. They remember the Flo-Bee, which is basically a vacuum cleaner with some blades attached.
It's a vacuum cleaner and a clipper. That's all it is.
Yeah, there were still some on eBay that were in original packing. They were sold out.
Seriously? Robin, I need one. I would.
No, you don't. You look fine, man. Everybody's worried about their hair.
Just use a lot of gel.
Did you see the mayor of Chicago had a stylist go to her house without any protection and give her a haircut? In this day and age, when all the politicians are telling people don't go anywhere, she brings in her own hairstylist to give her a trim.
Well, when I broke my ankle.
That's like de Blasio going to the YMCA. It's
exactly.
Right.
It's an outrage. Yeah. It's an outrage.
No, we're all gonna be like Garofolo now and just shave our head, although I don't think he actually shaved his head. I think he just lost his hair.
That's what happens. That's what I did. You know, you were there when I shaved my head, because you have to do it eventually. You can't, you know, some people look okay. Like, what's his face at ESPN, the football guy? He looks okay with the bald head.
The guy in Alabama. The football guy.
The guy in Alabama at ESPN.
The guy at Alabama.
The college football guy at what's his name?
Paul
Feinbaum.
Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah.
Now, he's a bald guy. He looks okay. Because, you know, he's not doing a comb over, and his head's shaped right. He doesn't have to shave.
He has hair at the side.
Yeah,
stuff.
The side thing. Yeah. I mean, he's got that look that it's okay. He doesn't look like a guy you tell shave his head.
I can't watch Feinbaum, and here's why. It's very personal, because as they say, your nose and your ears as you grow older never stop growing. That I look at Paul Feinbaum, and I'm like, that's what I'm going to be at 65. I can't watch.
Andrew Siciliano, NFL Network. So now you know each day how many pops you're going to do. They don't call you up and you're sleeping in bed and you say, "Hey, Andrew, get the makeup on. We got to do a live update here. We've got breaking news about John Harbaugh's worried about information being stolen during this virtual draft in 2 weeks.
No, I'm on the clock until like whatever hour they tell me. But we will like sit down and tape shows during the day. Like it'll be like, hey, let's do a segment for Total Access. So we sit down and we tape. It's like, hey, we got Billick's camera up and working. Sit down, let's do 5 minutes for TA, and they plug it in during the day. So it's a lot of that. They try to map it out. It's a different world. I mean, we're all working from home, and it's unlike, look, the ESPN is fortunate because in Connecticut, their facility is still up and running. It's not at full strength at all, but they can get their facility up and running and do live shows with control room. Right now, our campus here in L.A. is shut down. Like, we don't have a control room. So we are all working from home with our collection of home cameras, and the producers are working from home on their laptops and editing video and adding graphics and topic bars and all that stuff. And then it's kind of all being cobbled together. So it's a lot of conference calls and a lot of wearing AirPods.
Exactly. Now, do they buy those for you, though, with the AirPods? Do you have your own?
But between you and me and whomever's listening, I expense the AirPods.
You're damn right you should.
They're not cheap.
How come nobody wears, see, I'm wearing a headset, Mike, because we don't have our mics in our studio here, because we just went on yesterday here on Sirius XM 211. By the way, are you
listening? Congratulations. Mazel. Party Mazel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not Shabbat Shalom yet, though, but Matt, Passover's coming up.
But tomorrow's Passover. Tomorrow's the first night of Passover.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. You don't think I know that stuff?
Of course you do. I'm just saying, like, tomorrow we can do a virtual Seder.
A virtual?
You're laughing. I have two virtual Seders planned this week.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
I'm going to hide the Afi Komen at my house and find it on my own because I'm the only one here.
Wow.
Maybe he's using that house party app.
Is there a house?
And that's not code for anything.
All right, so the draft, too. So I'm hearing all this stuff about the draft, as we all are. You know, it's not going to be in Vegas. It's going to be virtual. Is it true that, because who was it that was saying it? Keith Olbermann, we had Keith on. He was saying that they're going to combine the ESPN and NFL Network hosts and people and do one feed, not have competing feeds doing basically the same thing. Is that true?
Yes. That, I don't know, because that's above my pay grade, and I have not been in on those meetings. But I will say that Peter King, yesterday, in his NBC column, wrote that that was a possibility. I have not been updated on that since Peter wrote it, but Peter threw that idea out there on Monday. I know it's going to be different. I think it's going to go well. We're going to report today on Total Access that airs at 7 Eastern that they're going to do a mock draft, I think, in a week or two to try to make sure everything is up and running. I know this sounds like I'm just putting a positive spin on it. It's not going to be that much different. The difference is that you're not going to have the coach, the GM, the coordinator, and 15 scouts in one room. That's going to be the biggest difference. In terms of submitting the pick to the league office, there really isn't going to be anything that much different. The biggest challenge is communicating amongst yourselves from the team perspective.
No, I hear you, but here's the other. Obviously, there's no bro hugs. I mean, we may have seen the end of the bro hug era with Roger Goodell, not just this year, but maybe this is officially the end of bro hugging.
It might be. Well, look, I've been throwing this out there. I'm just suggesting it. If I'm the Bengals, if I'm Joe, like, I FedEx Joe Burrow the jersey, and if he's going to have a home cam or a Skype or a Zoom or a FaceTime or a Google Duo or a WhatsApp Hangout, whatever the hell he's going to use, hold the jersey up, and you can still recreate those moments. Mm-hmm. You know, the issue is when you get to Chase Young, you're going to have like three teams send him a jersey just in case, or Tua. I mean, how many teams can send Tua a jersey because no one knows where he's going to go? I am confident they're going to pull it off. I actually think it's kind of cool. But it's going to be a challenge. I don't think anyone's debating that.
Well, outside of the fact that it's going to be so different and it's, you know, unique in its presentation, what do you think draft-wise is the most intriguing storyline going into this draft?
Harry, I think the biggest thing is who is the second quarterback, where does he go, and who moves up to get him? Mm-hmm. I think historically, and I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but after that first guy, whomever that first guy is, and maybe a couple of years ago where Baker went one and then Darnold went after, what, I think, three, maybe that was the exception, but someone always goes up to get the next quarterback or the third quarterback or the fourth quarterback. The Ravens traded up into the first round to get Lamar Jackson. After the Bears traded up, we could argue about that, but they traded up from 3 to 2 to get Trubisky. And then the Chiefs traded up to get Mahomes. The Texans traded up to get Watson. So once you identify who that next quarterback is, teams are jockeying to move to get that quarterback. So does somebody have to get ahead of the Dolphins because they think they know who the Dolphins are going to take and they want to jump them? Is that team the Chargers, who don't have a lot of draft capital to move up? Does someone realize or think they have to get ahead of 5 and 6, the Dolphins and Chargers, to get their quarterback? Maybe the Dolphins take somebody and then someone realizes they have to get the 6 and the Chargers are willing to move out because their quarterback is really someone they want to take at the top of the second round. I don't know. Daniel Jeremiah last week said on TA that he thinks the Colts could trade back in to the bottom of the first round, or that somebody, he thinks that the Niners pick at 31 is for sale, and that in all likelihood it's a team that wants whichever quarterback is falling at the bottom of the first. That to me is the biggest question. Where do the other quarterbacks go, assuming Burrow goes one?
The great Andrew Siciliano, who keeps referring to me as his crazy uncle whenever he goes on shows now.
He does?
Yeah.
Well, I do that with JT, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in the best way.
How can you refer to me as your crazy uncle?
Okay. But, look, it's a term of endearment. First of all, didn't you have – look, I had a crazy uncle when I was a kid. Okay? My crazy uncle was Uncle Bill. May he rest in peace. Okay? And Uncle Bill was the crazy uncle that had the cable box that got all – that unscrambled all those stations. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, who did?
He was the crazy uncle that you know, you knew where his liquor cabinet was probably unlocked, right? he, kids, don't do this at home. You get my point. He was the, we all need one of those, and that's in a term of endearment.
Are you sure?
That's the uncle that you wanted to go visit.
Yes.
I don't know. The longer Andrew and I have been separated, the more I keep hearing stories about how when we worked together, he would go with his friends and badmouth me, pretending
because we
would go out late at night when we were going to Super Bowls together. We were going out to parties and then going back on the air 2 hours later because we were on from 5 to 9 in LA time.
We would do that. Yeah, I wouldn't badmouth you. I've told you this. The only time that I was somewhat irritated was in the Tampa Super Bowl when I snuck into the Madden party at the Tampa Super Bowl, and I did so by going through a window in Ybor City. True story.
Like, that was before like someone, I did. That was before I did Madden 05 and 06 and 07.
Right. Yeah. Someone opened a window in an alley, and I rolled from the alley through the window to get into the Madden party, or some party. I think it was the Madden party. And the next day, you got mad and accused me of using your name to get into the party. No, that was through the stinking window.
I never did that.
Me?
Hey, Tony, open the window for you. That was nice.
I didn't even get into the party. Did I get into that party?
Oh, I don't know.
We did get into the Vivid parties, though. That's the most important thing.
It was a long time ago.
It really was. All right, Andrew, last thing. Cleveland Browns, I know you're a long-suffering Cleveland Brown guy. What's the word?
What about him?
I'm asking you.
The word is they are rolling out their new uniform next week, so supposedly on the 15th. They're supposedly kicking it old school. Like, I don't think like 1946 old school. You know, I don't think we're bringing back leather helmets. But and the all-white uniforms. But I do think they're like 1980s feel for it. As for number 10, I don't know. Mekhi Becton, if he falls, I think would be great. I don't know that he's going to fall. But it would be kind of cool.
So, but they still have to have just plain helmets, right? Because there's no logo.
Oh, I don't think they're doing anything. No, I think the helmet's going to be the same.
Okay.
Helmet's totally going to be the same. I think the uniforms themselves are going, because they did the Nike redesign a couple of years ago, and I think, you know, I think most people agree it's probably a little bit too over the top. So they're going to go back to the I don't know this for certain, but I do know that the fans, if you look at the Twitters, are all for going back to, like, the Bernie Kosar, Kevin Mack, Webster Slaughter, Ernest Biner, Cody Risen era.
So it's not Jim Brown and Lou Groza.
No, exactly.
No, well, they're the same damn uniform.
They are?
Yes. Yes. You want to keep going? You want to throw in Frank Ryan and Mike Phipps? You want to go
Mike
there,
Phipps.
Too?
How about that?
Mike Phipps. Phipps.
That's phenomenal, phenomenal knowledge. There. For a young man, you have great, great breadth of knowledge. Well, that's why you're hosting Red Zone. Is the Red Zone coming back this fall? Yes or no?
Yes, as long as they're games, yes.
How about simulated games? Will you do simulated Red Zone if they have simulated games on video game versions?
Well, Josh Lewin Josh Lewin last week did that Twitch Madden competition.
Mm. How come I wasn't invited on there? Doesn't Josh know that I was in Madden 05, 06, and 07?
And you're on Twitch.
And I'm on Twitch, for God's sake.
I'm not even on Twitch.
Is he another one of those Syracuse guys?
Josh Lewin, no. He's the voice of UCLA here, though.
I know he is. I just figured he had to be another UCLA guy, because everybody who in sports now is from Syracuse, I mean.
Syracuse. Yeah. No, I did not. I don't know. I have no idea where Josh went. Hold on. Are you on TikTok? Tony?
No, I don't do that stuff. Come on, man. Even though my attention span is perfect for that, 13 seconds and I'm out, but I'm not on TikTok, no. I am on Twitch, though. I've been on Twitch for a year. So we're on SiriusXM 211 and on twitch.tv/TonyBrunoShow live.
Josh. Tony, you might, before you say that, our fabulous social media intern, Caleb, is working on getting you on TikTok. So before you diss it.
I'm not dissing it. I'm saying it's perfect for my attention span. Hello.
Josh Lewin went to Northwestern.
There you go.
That's where Mike Greenberg went too, right?
Yeah.
I did not know
where
that.
Jay Adonde is running the journalism program. Exactly.
It's great knowledge. Yeah. Andrew Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen, he's still working hard for you, so don't forget to take care of him on his way out on Sepulveda Boulevard up near Ventura next time you're up there near the mall.
You do realize, right, term of that it's a term of endearment when I say crazy.
I know. You know that. You know I love you, man.
All right.
You do.
Congratulations. I'm happy.
Catch him on. When are you back on now? When are you on tonight? Are you on tonight?
That'll be Total Access, 7 o'clock Eastern Time this evening, live from my home with Brian Billick, Mike Garofolo, Tom Pelissero. Steve Weich is there with an exclusive one-on-one with Tua Tagovailoa. Oh.
Now, wait, I have a really quick question. Are you doing the thing where you only dress from the waist up?
Oh, yeah, I totally did the show in Rams dry fit shorts today. Yep, absolutely. Still wearing them now.
Beautiful. Tua Tagovailoa is a perfect Harry Callis name.
Yes, he is. Yes, it really is.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa. Andrew Siciliano, NFL Network. Brother, good to talk to you, man. We'll see you soon, I hope.
All right. Hello again, anybody. See ya.
Stay safe. There he is. My crazy nephew.